Dictation for William Jeffers, J-E-F-F-E-R-S, November 3, 58. Address as a letter to Brian, B-R-I-A-N, Twaits, T-H-W-A-I-T-E-S-P-I-C, to 915348. Dear Mr. Twaits, consultation Mr. Jeffers for mild renal failure, proteinuria, hypertension, comes accompanied with Dr. Dolly, D-O-L-L-Y. He has a sleep apnea. He uses CPAP machine the last 2 years. He has atrial fibrillation, tachybrady syndrome requiring a pacemaker. Prior cardiac cath apparently negative. He has chronic dyspnea, muscle activity not at rest. Diffuse body pain, arthritis, including shoulders, back. No anti-inflammatory agents. Weight is stable, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. Denies infection in the urine, cloudiness, or bladder incontinence. Still has his prostate. No purulent material hemoptysis, no orthopnea PND. No unsteadiness or falling episode, no syncope. Wears compressing stockings for sleep for edema, trying to do salt restriction. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history for hypertension, atrial fibrillation, tachybrady syndrome pacemaker. He denies coronary artery disease procedures. Denies congestive heart failure, TIS, stroke, deep thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. He's not aware of peripheral vascular disease. Remote history of kidney stones many years back. Doesn't know the type. Denies chronic liver disease, hepatitis, or recent pneumonia. Next paragraph, surgeries including appendix, bilateral inguinal hernia. Surgery for cross eyes, both eyes, as a child, 5 years old. Prior prostate biopsy negative for malignancy, prior colonoscopy, no cancer. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, discontinued smoking about 3 years ago, smoked one pack per day for at least 30 years. Next paragraph, used to drink alcohol, not anymore. Next paragraph, father did have kidney disease at the end of life, but no dialysis. Next paragraph, medications include Eliquis, potassium, Lipitor, magnesium, aspirin, Coric, Losartan, Cardicen, nitrates, Lasix, Prilosec, Proscar, a number of vitamins, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, weight 185, blood pressure 158, 120 on the right, 160, 108 on the left, over alert, oriented time 3, attentive, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, no carotid Brewer JVD, no localized RAL weakness, no consolidation pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, pericardial rap gallop, overweight of the abdomen, no masses, tenderness, no palpable liver spleen, 1-2+ edema, bilateral compressing stockings, no gross focal deficit, does have atrial fibrillation, irregular rate less than 90. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries. This is from June, creatinine 1.09. However, over time has slowly changed. A normal sodium potassium acid base, a normal calcium albumin, liver function test. GFR better than 60, gross proteinuria more than 300, albumin 751 milligrams per gram, January creatinine 1.06. Last year, November 2020, 1.22. 2019, 0.96, 0.8, 0.86. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Gross proteinuria, however, no evidence of nephrotic syndrome, normal albumin. Next number, hypertension poorly controlled in the office. Says to be compliant with medications. He's trying to restrict salt intake, and his weight is not excessive. He is already on maximal dose of losartan, 100 milligrams, maximal dose beta blockers 25 twice a day, low dose of diuretics, nitrates and cardicine, although cardicine as a blood pressure is not that strong. Has followed with cardiology Dr. Sevensma, S-E-V as in Victor, E-N-S-M-A. If no testing done for renal artery stenosis, that needs to be done, kidney ultrasound and arterial Doppler. Next number, kidney function is still considered normal but changed over the last few years. Next number, atrial fibrillation rate less than 90 on beta blockers and cardicine and anticoagulated with Eliquis. Next number, Tacky Brady syndrome pacemaker. Next number, sleep apnea on treatment. Next number, diffuse arthritis but no anti-inflammatory agents. His pacemaker is the one that is inside the heart, wireless. We will get records from cardiology. If available, last echo. All issues discussed with the patient and family member, end of dictation.